I'm sitting here next to Brian Mumford, who's the chair of the Broad Green Residents Association, and I'm going to ask Brian why he has come to the Croydon Voluntary Sector Alliance meeting to listen to the leader of the council and the council's new chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
Over to you, Brian.
Okay, we're looking forward to seeing what the Labour Party can do for us now. We've been promised or been told that we're possibly going to get our rotten rubbish back that we've always wanted. That was a great thing for us because of the community spirit it involved.
Right.
And also it kept the streets clean. I did warn many, many years ago, I warned that once we started to charge for the free collection that was, it would the fly tip would go through the roof, which it did, 400% in actual fact.
Ouch.
And, you see it from the papers, 400,000, whatever, with nobody being prosecuted for doing it. Half the time you don't see them. I get a lot down on my corner because I live on the corner of Greenwood Road and St Saviour Road, and you get to have a lot parked. They drop it on the blank wall, which is quite easy. You can't be seen. Nobody can see them, what they're doing. But with the rotten rubbish, when we sell the rotten rubbish, we would clear that on our way round. You know, it would be no problem. And we quite often, with the community spirit, we would start at the beginning of one road that we were going to be working on. And when you got to the end of the round, four roads down, you still have the same people from the first road still working with us. And everybody would be out there talking to us and chatting to the people. There'd be drinks for everybody if it was hot or whatever. So that was a great community thing, as well as a good clean-up. And it was good for Croydon, because we send the Wysides around 24-7, but I'm sure half the time they drive by without seeing what's going on. I've just done it. You get a lot of it now. I'll just an example. Today we had a Wyside come by and we said, have you got any chance you can get this freezer on as you're going by?
Yeah.
I can't get it this time, I'll come back for it. He said, put it outside and we'll come and get it off you. I said, fine. Well, just before I came out, a chap pulled up in a white van and said, I'll take it. And he took it. So hopefully it's going to go somewhere to be used, and hopefully it's not going to be tipped somewhere. You know, what can you do? Somebody says, I'll take it. You say, we'll take it. And there's a load of other stuff on the back. So maybe they're going to break it down somewhere, but hopefully the bits will go in the right place. But who can tell, like, you know. But, that's one thing. And the other thing is I've been on for months and months and months about yellow lines on the corner of the roads that lead into St Saviour's Road, because we had a nasty accident the other night.
Right.
There was a chap coming along on his motorbike. He must have been travelling at a fair speed. I know that's wrong, but the point is, a car's come out of Greenwood Road, and because he can't see, because he's got a car right on the corner,
yep,
and a car on the other corner. So you've got to get your nose right out. Being a car driver, no, you've got to get your nose right out there. And before you can do anything about it, somebody's either hit you or there's something coming at you. Because this motorbike's hit him, and he's ended up three or four cars down, and the car's wrecked, because the driver's going to get the blame for it. But it's not his fault, really, because he can't see.
Right.
And they've got notices. They've had notices up on our lamppost now for probably 3-4 months, saying the double yellow lines are coming on the corners.
Right.
We're still waiting for that.
Okay.
That's another one. I've had one of my residents said to me, he's written to Stuart a couple of times, and Stuart's passed it on. And because lights are not working on his road, he got a new poles up, but because there's no light, the lights are not working as such, they're still kept on the orange ones.
Right.
And so he got on the Stuart passed it on. They said, well, it should be done in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but it's now another month gone by. He said to me again, still not working. Down our road there was some not working, now they're working again, because they've always got power faults. But the point is that they've been fixed, and there's one that's not working. But okay, fair enough, that's one of those things. There's possibly a power fault there as well they can't find. But the point is, this is 4 months, 5, 6, 7 months down the line in Ben Devon Road, that no light, the new lights are up and not working. So they're saying, you know, if everybody else has got them, why aren't we getting them?
Mm.
And I said, well, nothing else we can do but keep pushing it on and on and on. He's written again to Stuart, and possibly Stuart, when I see Stuart later, maybe he'll tell me that he's done something about it. But, you know, there's still that problem.
So do you feel there are enough mechanisms in place to be able to contact the relevant people within the council?
Well, he's tried getting hold of
different
the
departments.
He's tried getting hold of Scanza, but Scanza said it's not our problem. This is UK Power now with their problem with the cable faults.
Right.
But somebody's got to sit on their tail and keep kicking them and saying, well, where is it? You know, what are you doing? You know,
it's not being done. Something to take ownership of these issues that you're raising.
Yeah, and also the other day I went to see one of my residents. She said she came up to the council to renew her parking permit. Mm-hmm. And she said there was one person on the desk. Nobody came out and explained why there was a monkey. The queue was miles long. One person had been in four times and still had got nothing. Another chap had come in and said, the system's down. We'll give you a monthly pass. Well, he's never got that. And they said, you must have done. He said, well, if you run the cameras back, you'll find that they should have seen me there. But she said the queue was that mile long. She said, I eventually asked the guy to go and get a manager for me. Nobody turned up. And about an hour later, somebody else turned up.
Right.
And, but she's like, I can get you a chair. I said, well, that's no good. Nobody explained to the rest of these people that are queuing up but why there's nobody there. And, you know, they said, we had a lot of sickness, but why? Why didn't they get replacements? Or
yes.
Why not come down and communicate with people and say, look, I'm sorry, we've got a problem. It may be a while or whatever. Give us your names and addresses. We'll get on to you.
Right.
But none of that was happening. So
okay.
It's not very good advertisement for the council.
Right.
It's a new administration who says they're out there to do things for us. They're not doing it. And they're not showing it. That's their front line. You know, that's they're the only people you can see. There's no point in having got the person behind the desk. It's not their fault. But the point of it is, they're the front line. They're the ones that mirror what's going on behind. They're saying, well, if that's the case, what use of this lot? Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're as bad as the last lot, if not worse.
Right. So for the administration to be more efficient,
they're
communicating more effectively.
Well, that's right.
Through
you know, if they've got a queue a mile long, she's a nurse. The person I was talking to is a nurse anyway. And she said, when anything happens like that to us, somebody goes out and says, look, I'm terribly sorry about the situation. This is the situation. This is our problem. This is what we're trying to do about it. And people take that and say, oh, fine, you know, at least we know what the situation is, not just standing in the queue for one person sitting at the desk who's going to get all the flack from these people.
Yes, and puts pressure on frontline staff.
It puts frontline staff. Yeah. They can't do anything about it. Right. They've just got to sit there and try and get on as fast as they can. Somebody, a manager or somebody, should come down and explain to the people what the situation is.
Right. Okay. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay.
2 points very effectively and
efficiently
covered. Thank you very much.
Use all your bits up.